Phone Boy Speaks, episode 547. Is your home ready for IPv6?
IPv6 is, well, in the news again because the various network information centers that dole out IP addresses to ISPs in large organizations, well, several of them come out and recently have said, we're out of IPv4 addresses now. We're not allocating anymore. We're down to, a not very large number of, and we're keeping a certain number in reserve, right, for emergencies and such, but we're not giving them out freely anymore. So you're on your own. Really need to go to IPv6 now. And IPv6 has been around for more than a decade, but it has not been widely deployed. A lot of consumer grade equipment has not had support for it. I mean, you're starting to see it now. I think DOCSIS 3.0 is widely rolled out, and at least in Comcast. Don't necessarily know about other ISPs, and I don't know if the DSL providers in the United States support IPv6. I mean, I couldn't tell you that. But bottom line is with IPv6, right, is that your ISP has to support it, your modems have to support it, and then most likely the equipment you have in your house already supports IPv6. So it won't be too much of an issue for you as a consumer because Windows supports it unless you've turned it off. In fact, you're probably running IPv6 in your internal network now. You just don't even know it, which is a whole different issue for enterprises. But for consumers, it's nice to know that your stuff supports IPv6 kind of out of the box, and it's been. And as long as you have stuff that's been made in the past few years, even Windows XP supports it, but I mean like Windows 7 and above supports it, and certainly the current versions of iOS and Mac OS support it, and even Android supports it, so it's there, right? The critical piece missing for you as consumers is the router and the modems that have to support it, and then at that point, what'll happen is once your ISP has to support it too, and once you've upgraded those three things to support IPv6, then it'll be transparent to you as a user, right? Because now all of a sudden you'll have it. You'll be using IPv6, the operating systems are smart enough to try IPv6 if it's there. It's a slightly different networking protocol from IPv4. There's definitely some differences in the security for IPv6 is a little different because the packets look different. I mean the underlying HTTP, web stuff looks about the same, but they're going to be in a different place in the packet because, the headers for IPv6 are a lot bigger because you're talking about, an address space that's ridiculously more than the IPv4 address space. So there's also some other differences in the packets and stuff too. So once that stuff's upgraded though, it should all work, but, if you're trying to do security on it, then that's something that I haven't seen how home routers address this. The one that I tried that actually did have IPv6 support, I didn't see any filtering options to prevent traffic coming in that I didn't want from things things coming in from IPv6. And so, now I'm relying on the host firewalls on the PCs to block stuff. And I'd like a little more visibility than that offers. And so I like to have some, have the central router do it, but I'm trying to imagine consumers configure a central router, to do security is probably, a bit too much to ask, I think. So we can barely get users to install the latest security updates from Microsoft or Adobe or whatever. So that's probably a bit too much to ask, but it does change the dynamics a bit. And so, I guess as a consumer, right, you should be asking for IPv6 because at some point there's going to be services that you're not going to be able to access over IPv4 just because, we're out of addresses, right? And things are going to start using IPv6. And so, because the address space with IPv6 is just so much bigger, that we're not gonna, I doubt that we'll ever run out of IPv6 addresses. Although there's a nice XKCD comic about exactly that possibly happening at some point in the future. But it's a long, you know, it's probably a long ways out. So I think, but yeah, so just be aware that it's happening. I mean, again, upgrade your router, upgrade your modem, ask your ISP if they support IPv6. And you know, once you've done that, you're good to go. I think you know, the rest of the things should just work. You can IPv4 and IPv6 can exist can coexist simultaneously. It's called dual stack. Pretty much everything supports it. So you know, once you've done that, you should be good to go. And you know, there's other more advanced ways to make IPv6 work if your ISP doesn't support all that stuff. But you're better off getting your ISP to support it and supporting it properly, rather than trying to to deal with you know, the fact that your ISP may not support it correctly. And so it's yeah, as I say, you're just upgrade stuff and hopefully it'll all work and you won't notice anything different.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.